Now, we're told socialism's off the international agenda now and it's old poo-poo, but obviously Chavez doesn't agree with that. How is the socialist and left movement going, in not just in Venezuela, but in Latin America generally?
Well, you'll have to understand the whole of last year when we were there in 2006 was really a campaign for President Chavez to win and be victorious in that election, the presidential election, which puts him in power for the next 7 years. But he campaigned on the issue of socialism in the 21st century. He used to have a position that there was a third way between capitalism and socialism when he first came to power in 1998 and 1999. But he since has changed that position and shifted, especially in the light of the coup organised by the United States in 2002. And so he now thinks there's no other way to save the planet, and there's no other way you can run an economy in any country which has to deal with economic issues and which has to do with redistribution of the wealth to the poor and the marginalised. There's no other way you can deal with that except under socialism. So he is campaigning on this whole program of building socialism within starting with Venezuela. And he's done that by the first step he did after he won the election, 17 days after he won the election, he announced the nationalisation of two huge companies in Venezuela, CAN-TV and the electricity, ECD, Electricidad de Caracas. But we have to understand they were state-owned before, and they were sold off by the rotten governments before Chavez for a song to US corporations. So it was really only a taking back of national property. So he's nationalised those, and he's now going to move on to form a United Socialist Party of Venezuela, which I think is really, really crucial in being behind this whole process, to give power to the grassroots to take up this whole question of how they can organise themselves and build a new country from the grassroots and with them being empowered to do that. You can't do it with one person. It's got to be the ordinary people at the bottom who are going to run this process.
That's an interesting question. So I imagine there's like community councils evolving, particularly in the poor. How people are organising those councils and how they run?
Okay, well, this is a really important stage of the revolution. The formation of the communal councils are really the establishment of the institutions of popular democracy that's going to carry the revolution onto the next stage. They're based on small units, 200 to 400 families, and they're being formed in the villages and the municipalities of the cities all around the country. There's something like 18,000 of these being formed already. Some have worked better than others, but once they're properly established and firmly based on a community, then they have the right to have a budget and to carry out programs. When we were in Venezuela, we went on the Solidarity Brigade organised by the Australia-Venezuela Solidarity Network last December. We went and visited one of these communal councils in a rural area, and we saw how they were being set up and that they were carrying out a housing program there. So I think we're going to see, as these bodies become more and more entrenched, these being seen as the new vehicles of socialism of the 21st century in Venezuela.
So do you think they're highly democratic sort of organisations, and how much control does the central government have over them?
Well, essentially these bodies will be really independent of the central government. They will have the right to have their own budget, and in fact really the whole concept that Chavez is putting forward is that power is going to be passed down the line to rest fundamentally on these communal councils. This is a very ambitious and unique project, which is probably unlike anything we've seen before in history in its exact form. Although you do have the People's Power programs in Cuba, and you've had other examples, of course, of People's Power type of organisations around the world. But this is a real experiment in developing a new kind of democratic-based socialism. And this is a crucial point about Chavez's idea of socialism of the 21st century, because what he's really saying is we are rebuilding socialism, you know, after socialism of the 20th century collapsed with the collapse of the Soviet Union, and then we were told by the right wing around the world, oh well, that's the end of socialism, that communism was tried and it failed. now Chavez is putting back on the agenda socialism as a real live project, a real alternative, which is actually happening today, not just a theory, but it is actually a practice that's now being begun in Venezuela, but it's spreading in other countries, Bolivia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, all these countries, and right through Latin America, they're starting to take up these ideas of the Bolivarian Revolution, and it's also spreading to other parts of the world as well.
And do you think, well, obviously the United States is tied up in Iraq at the moment. When they pull out of there, which I think it looks like they're forced to be done sometime next year, do you think they'll be back into Latin America, boots and all?
Well, look, they will try. I mean, the Venezuelan people are very conscious of the fact that because of Iraq, the Iraqi resistance by the civilians of Iraq, that has saved Venezuela. And they're very, very conscious of that. That's why they take a lot of interest in what's happening in the Middle East. And Chavez, President Chavez, was the only country that withdrew its ambassador from Israel when they bombed Lebanon. And he's highly, highly regarded in the Middle East because of that action. And they call him Chavez of Arabia. The Americans will try to get back into Latin America, but they could have lost the whole of Latin America because of their because of the involvement in Iraq and the wrong policies, the neoliberal policies they've implemented for the last 30 years in the whole of Latin America, which has impoverished millions and millions of people. So that the Americans are now trying to do a deal on biogas where they're going to exchange growing corn and sugar, cane sugar, and make it into petrol, and they're doing deals with Brazil and other countries. They're trying to get back into Latin America because Venezuela torpedoed ALCA, which was the American Latin American agreement, trade agreement, which everything would have been taken off by United States multinationals. They torpedoed that and stopped it, so they're now trying to get in through a back door. The United States have been thrown out of Ecuador. They're going to close down the huge Mantra base in Ecuador, but they're building another one in Paraguay. So I think they could have lost Latin America because of their policies. And because what's happening in Venezuela is spreading, so the ideas of what he's saying over Bolivarianism is spreading to the rest of Latin America, and it will have an ongoing impact. He's also set up, very importantly, a television station called Telesur, which is on the net, but also which is going to transmit all sorts of news about Latin America and counteract the influence of American culture, US culture in the area, and that's a very important step as well.
Now, the relationship between Cuba and Venezuela is obviously better than it's ever been. Was there much talk about that when you were in Venezuela, Jim?
Very much so. Cuba and Venezuela are very much working together. And in Cuba, we actually visited Cuba as well for a couple of weeks, and it's very clear that the Venezuelan Revolution is regarded as a new life for the Cuban Revolution as well. Not only, first of all, economically, Venezuela is providing cheap oil to Cuba, so it's and other access to material commodities and so on, so that it's helping to break the US blockade on Cuba. But secondly, the political inspiration that Cuba, which has struggled alone and had to hold out against the attacks of the US over so long, is now no longer alone, and the Venezuelan Revolution has risen up and is providing a backup to the Cuban Revolution, and now that's spreading to other parts of Latin America and other parts of the world. So Venezuela is very, very grateful to Cuba for the fact that Cuban doctors have come and helped with their Barrio Adentro health programs. There's 20,000 Cuban doctors working in Venezuela at the moment. But at the same time, this is not going to continue forever. The Venezuelan government is carrying out a massive program of education of and training of health professionals, and that these eventually the Cuban doctors will be replaced by Venezuelan doctors who are going to go and work in the barrio. So the two revolutions, the established Cuban Revolution and the new Venezuelan Revolution, are building upon one another and supporting one another and helping to spread the word to the rest of Latin America.
Okay, now I understand you guys, if you're going back to Venezuela to catch up on what's happening there.
Yeah, we hope to maybe go next year, possibly. I want to carry out a health program, doing a preventative program on cancer for the Venezuelans, because there's no really cancer program there operating in Venezuela, and also to report further on the events that are happening in Venezuela, and because it gives hope to not only to Latin Americans but also to the rest of us living in this first world, which we've been under attack for 30 years, with every service and goods and has been withdrawn or slowly removed over the last 30 years. And so it gives us also hope that socialism can happen. He's putting socialism into practice, and it's a visible and tangible example of how we can change this world and to improve it for the benefit of the vast majority of its people. And it's really a sign of futureness and a great sort of inspiration to the rest of us. I think that is what is taking place in Venezuela.
Great. And if people want to know the facts about Venezuela rather than the Murdoch press, where do they go?
Okay, well, there's a couple of websites to look at. One is our own website, www.greenleft.org.au, or buy a copy of Green Left Weekly from your friendly Socialist Alliance seller in your area. Tonight we are giving a talk on behalf of the Lismore branch of the Socialist Alliance to people in this area who are interested in finding out more about Venezuela. But there are a number of other sites. I will mention one other website that's really good to read is www.venezuelanalysis.com, and that gives you a day-to-day update of news from Venezuela. And finally, the Australia-Venezuela Solidarity Network, their website is www.venezuelasolidarity.com. And those websites will find you'll find all the information you can use.
Right.
And we do urge Australians to find out more about Venezuela and to get the inspiration from that revolution, but also be aware that we may be called upon at some time in the future to provide solidarity with the Venezuelan people, because the United States will not allow the revolution to go ahead, and they will try to take measures to stop it. And so we have to be aware and vigilant about that.
Right, well, we look forward to keeping an update on what's happening in Venezuela. Thanks.
Thanks, Wayne.